Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Rosh Hashanah Zayin. We begin two lines from the top of the Amud. In our Mishnah, we mentioned that Echad ben Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah pertaining to Malachim, to Regalim. Here comes a Braisa which will add four more events which relate to Echad ben Nisan. Says the Gemara two lines from the top Tanur Rabbanan we learned in a Braisa. Be'echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'chadashim. So Nisan is the first of the months. So when it comes to counting months, Nisan is number one, Iyar is number two, so on and so forth. Uli Iburin is considered Rosh Hashanah regarding leap years, which the Gemara later will explain. Uli Trumas Shkolim. So Echad ben Nisan, you begin using the new funds collected via the Machzas HaShekel collection, and use that to finance the new Karbanos Tzibur in the Mikdash, starting from Echad ben Nisan. V'yesh Oimrim, some add a fourth item, Af L'Schirus Batim. Echad ben Nisan begins the new year when it comes to apartment rentals, which the Gemara later will explain. Says the Gemara, Chadosh Minolan, how do we know that Nisan is the first of all months? This month is going to be the first of all months. Rishon hu lachem l'chodshei hashana. In fact, the Ramban learns it's a mitzvah saseh min haTorah to count your months beginning from Nisan. Nisan number one, Iyar number two, etc., so on and so forth. This way you relate to Yitzias Mitzrayim as the primary event in the history of Klal Yisrael, and that kicks off the sequence of months. So surely when it comes to counting years, Tishrei is the starting point. Tavshin Aleph, Tavshin Beis, that relates to Tishrei, which relates to Bria Sa'olam, but when it comes to the uniquely Jewish event of Yitzias Mitzrayim, this spiritual calculation of months and years, we start from the top, which is Nisan, and then Iyar, and then Sivan, which relates back to the great event Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the pasuk says, Rishon hu lachem l'chodshei hashana, is considered the first of the month. Dabru al kol hadas Yisroel leimor, ba'asar l'chodesh hazeh, v'yikhu lahem ish selabes, ovei selabais. So it's going to be this month, which is going to be the first. Right? So when you count months, which is uniquely connected to Klal Yisroel, which who follow the lunar year, the months relating to the moon. So when it comes to that, Nisan is number one. Now, we don't yet know which month the Pasuk is referring to. This month is the first. Okay, so the Pasuk continues. Dabro kol das Yisrael, Eimor ba'os l'chodesh hazeh, 10th day of this month. V'yikhu lahem ish selabes, avay selabais. They should go ahead and reserve a lamb. V'hoyo chamishmeres, keep an eye on it, ad arbo, sor yoyim l'chodesh hazeh, until the 14th day of this month, v'shachtu oisai, in which case they'll take it and do the shechita l'kavod Pesach. So you have the Karban Pesach in honor of the Chag HaPesach. Now, we don't yet know which month this is. On which month do you have Pesach? It's the first month. But what's the first month? Uksiv Shomer is Chodesh HaAviv. Oh. So look after the Chodesh of Aviv. Aviv means the time when the grain matures and develops. So that's going to be the month which will have the Chag HaPesach. So we're still clueless. We know that this is the first month. What's this? The month which has Pesach. Which month has Pesach? The month which features Aviv. It says Gemara, Ezu Chodesh Yesh Bo Aviv. During which month do we experience Aviv, the maturing and ripening grain? Havi Oimer Zeh Nisan. Oh, so now we know. Nisan is the month which has the Aviv. The new grain develops and matures during Nisan. And that's going to be the month which has Pesach. And that month which has Pesach is considered number one. V'kor le'rishon. Here we know that Nisan is considered number one. Ve'ima Iyar. Well, how do you know it's Nisan? Maybe it's Iyar. which is considered number one. Says the Gemara, Beina Avivalek. See, the Gemara assumes that although in Nisan you have the main element of Aviv, that's when the grains ripen, but in Iyar as well, sometimes you have some leftovers, some lingering grain, which only ripens in Iyar. So perhaps that's the month in which you observe a Pesach. That the Gemara answers, Be'inon Aviv Aleka, which means that the Aviv, which Rashi learns is the properly growing, a properly maturing grain. Aviv is the like a father, the bacher, the way it's meant to be, the properly developing grain in its right time happens in Nisan. So although you have some lingering leftover grain which only ripens later on in Iyar, that's not called Aviv. Okay, Veim Adar. Maybe it's referring back to Adar, where you have some quick growing grain which ripened then. Be'inan Roiv Aviv Aleka. Pasuk says, Shomer Eschedish Ha'aviv. The Gemara assumes it means the majority, the primary Aviv, which only happens in Nisan. That's the primary month where we find Aviv. Whereas in Adar, sometimes you have some quick growing grain, which is Zaris, which goes ahead of the bunch, but that's not called Roiv Aviv. It's only a small element of Aviv, and therefore, that's not the topic of discussion. Midi Roiv Aviv Ksiv, where does the Pasuk speak about Roiv Aviv? As long as you have some Aviv, some ripening grain, that's okay. So perhaps the Chodesh here is a reference to Adar. Okay, says the Gemara, you're right, you can't bring a raya from this pasuk. Ella Omar of Chizda Mahacha, I'll bring a raya. That what? That the first month is Nisan. Pasuk says, Ach b'chamisha asar yoyim, we're speaking about Sukkot, on the 15th day, l'chodesh ha-shvi, of month 7, ba'os b'chem es tvoas aretz, when you gather the tvoa of the aretz. So we know the month of gathering is considered number 7. Ezo chodesh yish b'yasifa, on which month do you have gathering? Tishri, the end of the summer, when everything's finished drying up, you gather in the grain. And the pasuk refers to it as number 7. So you see that Tishri is number 7. Evidently, Nisan is number 1. What do you mean? Maybe the Torah is referring to a month later. Mar Cheshvan. The Gemara assumes perhaps you have some asif there. Umay shvi'i shvi'i le'ir. Number 7 is to ir. Ir is number 1, and cheshvan is number 7. Be'ina asif aleka. Says the Gemara, you need asif during this month. Ba'as b'chem es tvoas ha'aretz. You don't have that at all in cheshvan. Apparently everything was gathered in from the fields during Tishrei. Apparently the Torah is not speaking about cheshvan, rather about Tishrei. Ve'ima el, perhaps it's going back a month. Referring to El, where you begin gathering in your crops. Umay shvi'i shvi'i la'adar. Number 7 is in reference to Adar. Adar is number 1, and El is number 7. Be'ina roiv asif aleka. Pasuk says, Be'os b'chem es tfos ha'aretz. It's referring to the month which features roiv, the majority of asif, where you gather in most of your crop. That only happens on Tishrei. But in on Rav Asif Aleka, you don't have that on Elul. Midi Rav Asif Ksiv? Where does the pasuk speak about Rav Asif? As long as you have some gathering of crops, perhaps it conforms to Ba'as Bechem, and perhaps it's referring to Elul, which is number 7. El Amaravina, you're right. Davar Zem Meteris Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu. Apparently, this concept that Nisan is number 1 cannot be learned from Teras Moshe from Chumash. Rather, Medivrei Kabbalah Lamadnu. We'll learn it from the words of the Nevi'im. We have a pasuk in Zechariah which says, B'yayim Esrim V'arba, on the 24th day, La'ashtei Asr Chodesh, to the 11th month, Hu Chodesh Shvat, which is referred to as Chodesh Shvat. Oh, so if Shvat is number 11, backtrack 11, you end up with Nisan as number 1. Now Tosis points out, the name of the Yerushalmi. Apparently, they already had a Kabbalah, they had a tradition when it comes to the names of the Chadashim, which you don't find mentioned anyway in Chumash. But as the Rishami says, Shmois HaChadashim Olu B'yodam Mi Bavel Bereshayna. They brought up with them from Bavel, meaning they had this Kabbalah, that we have 12 names listed in order. Nisan is the month in the spring, Iyar is the next month, Sivan, and so on, until Adar. That they knew. Right? But what they didn't know is what's number one. Where's the starting point? Do we start from Nisan all the way to Adar, or do we start the year with Iyar as number one and go around the cycle with Nisan being number 12, and so on and so forth? That they didn't know. So again, they knew that we have a sequence of months, and Nisan happens to be the month at the beginning of spring. Next one is Iyar, next one is Sivan, but what's number one and what's number 12? And that we're trying to prove from Al Gemara. That's the subject of conversation here. And that we prove from this Pasuk, because the Pasuk says that Shvat is month number 11. Evidently, backtrack 11, you have Nisan as number one. So that proves the point. Rabbi Bar Ulam HaMahach, he says, I have another source for this concept. Vatilokach Estel HaMelech HaChashverish. Esther was taken to HaChashverish's palace, Obeis Machusoy, when B'Chodesh HaAsiri Chodesh Tevis. Month 10, which is Tevis. There you go. If Tevis is 10, Nisan is number 1. Rav Kahana Amar Mehocha. I have another source for this halacha. Barbo L'Chodesh HaTshi B'Kislev. On the fourth day of the ninth month, which happens to be Kislev. So if Kislev is number 9, Nisan is number 1. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Mehocha. I have another source. Vayikoru Sefri HaMelech Ba'isahi. B'Chodesh HaShlishi. Hu Chodesh Sivan. So you see that Chodesh Sivan is number 3. Nisan is number 1. Rav Ashi Amar Mehocha, Hipel Pur Hu Agar Lifnei Haman. So this is when Haman threw his lottery, and it says Miyom Liyom Umechodesh Lechodesh Shneim Asar Hu Chodesh Adar. Month 12 is Adar. Apparently, Nisan is number 1. Vibo Yisem Mehocha, or perhaps from this pasuk, Vachodesh Arishon Chodesh Nisan. First month, which is Nisan, it's pretty clear. Nisan is number 1. V'kulu my time olay amrim yohai. Why didn't the other amirayim bring their right from this pasuk? That Nisan is number 1. Can't get clearer than that. Perhaps dilma my rishon rishon lemilsay. Perhaps the pasuk there, which refers to Nisan as number 1, it's not number 1 of the months. Number 1 in the counting of the months. Rather, rishon lemilsay, it happened to have been the first month of his Haman's shenanigans, his activities. So it happened to be his first month for whatever he was doing. And you don't really have a raya from there. It's considered the first month in the counting of the months. Now it's not clear from the Gemara why each Amora preferred his pasuk over the other pasuk, but in any case, this was Akasha. Here we have Nisan number 1. The Gemara explains why they preferred not learning from there. Okay, so in any case, we proved from a variety of sources, that in fact, the month of Nisan is considered number 1 with reference to the other months. Now, this was a brisa that we learned today, but what about our Mishnah on the Beis Amar Aleph, which didn't mention Echad B'Nisan as being Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim? Why did the Mishnah leave it out? V'Tana Didan. Our Tana did not mention this. Why? B'Shanim K'Mayri. B'Chadashim L'Kamayri. He spoke about events which start new years. He's relating to annual events, to the year cycle, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Chadashim, which is something that pertains to months. It's a different system. That's not what he was talking about. And that's why he didn't mention it on his list. Okay, so our Braisa discussed Rosh Hashanah Chadashim and also Uli Burin. Now the Gemara figures what he meant was that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you sit down to evaluate, to contemplate whether the next year will be a leap year. That's too early, says the Gemara. Ibur mi Nisan maninan. How do you say that the Ibur discussion started from Nisan? It's way too early. Vatanya in ma'arben hashana lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Bezdin never sits down, deliberates, and decides, and issues the message to the masses that this coming year is going to be a Shana Mu'beret. It's way too early. By the time Adar rolls around, they're going to forget. Vim Ibrua Einu Mu'beret. If they should actually decide on the Ibur at that point, it doesn't work. It's way too early. Avol Me'atchak, however, in a time of need, time of necessity, for instance, when they know that the Goyim might give them a hard time, might prevent them from sitting down and deliberating regarding the Ibur, or perhaps the Nasi won't be around, in which case they won't have the authority to decide regarding Ibur. So what's the earliest they can do it then? Ma'abrin Oysa Acha Rosh Hashanah Miyad. Okay. Right after Rosh Hashanah, it's the earliest point. We allow it in the case of necessity. But that's it, not before Rosh Hashanah. Va'afa became Eim Ma'abrin El Adar. And even when they sit down after Rosh Hashanah, you're meant to know that the double month will have to be Adar. You can't double up the Tishrei, the Cheshvan, the Kislev. It's going to be a second Adar. Rashi brings the Drasha because it says, Shomer is Chodesh Aviv. Look out for the Chodesh Aviv, which we learned before is referring to Nisan, when your crops mature and develop. And you meant to make sure that the solar seasons coincide with the lunar calendar. And if you see a discrepancy, add a new month right there, so that Aviv falls out in its right time. So we know that it's going to be an extra Adar either way. But at the earliest, they can do this right after Rosh Hashanah, not back in Nisan. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Iburin. Oh, you know what the Braisa meant? Havsakas Iburin. Echad B'Nisan is a deadline past which you can no longer deliberate and add a month to the past year. So all throughout Adar, until Nisan, you have the opportunity to add a month. But once Echad B'Nisan comes around, it's over. It's a new year. Pertaining to Ibur, you can no longer go back and double up the Adar. But you can do it throughout the entire Adar. The Snan, Heinei Idu, referring to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Paphias, they testified, Shema Abrin Hashanah Kol Adar. You can go ahead and make Ibur throughout the entire Adar. Show you Ayim Adar Purim, because other Chacham used to disagree. They would say that Purim is the deadline, past which you can no longer decide on Ibur Hashanah. And they came and they testified, no, you have until Nisan, my time of the Madam Adar Purim. What would be the reason to limit Ibur until Purim and not past? Kiven the Amar Mar. Since we learned that Shoyalin Bilchas HaPesach Koydem LaPesach Shloshim Yom, starting 30 days before Pesach, we meant to get involved in discussions regarding Halachas of Pesach to prepare ourselves in advance of the Yom Tov. And the speakers are already getting up and discussing Halachas and Drashas and Shiurim regarding the upcoming Yom Tov. They're all in the mood, they're in the spirit of the upcoming Yom Tov. Now we're going to turn things around for them. We're going to add another month for Adar. So instead of Pesach arriving in 30 days, suddenly they'll hear the news that was postponed a month. They'll disregard that news. What do you mean? We're already into Pesach. The Darshanim are speaking about Yom Tov. That must be mistaken. The news coming from Bezdin must be unreliable. And they're going to observe Pesach at the wrong time. Asil is Azuli B'chametz. Are going to disregard Isur Chametz. That's why we say up until Purim, but not past. Because once Purim arrives and they start discussing Pesach, it's too late to shift things around. V'idach, the other shita who says, no, you can still be Ma'abra until the end of the year, until Nisan, because people are reasonable. Made the idea, everybody understands. The shata Ma'abarta, to make a Shana Mu'beres, b'chush b'natalya Musa, it takes a lot of deliberation. It depends on complex calculations. Visari, they'll understand, they'll figure, they'll be mature about it, they'll understand. The calculation was not verified and confirmed to the Rabbanim. I'll do it until now. And they'll be easygoing, they'll know how to shift tracks. Therefore, we allow it to happen, but only until Nisan. Then it's considered the next year as per Iburin, it's too late. So that's the Rosh Hashanah Libur that the Braisa meant. Echad B'Nisan is the deadline when it comes to Ibur Hashanah. Getting back to the other Shaila, V'Tana Didan, what about our Tana? Why didn't he mention this, Rosh Hashanah? He spoke about events which lead into things. Starting point of the next year as pertaining to Shemitah, to Yovel, etc. Rav Sokol HaKamayri, he wasn't speaking about things which are deadlines. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the new year, it kicks in a new era. You start a new system. Like the head of a body controls the body, the Rosh, that day is the head of the next year. It brings in a new era. It brings in a new system. Rosh Hashanah, the burn, that's a deadline. It's an end point, not a starting point. Apparently this Tana held, no. Echad ben Nisan is considered the starting point for the next year. It's a new year regarding Ibur, a new year, a new opportunity, a new leap year, if you want to do it at the end of next year. So there's a slight nuance, a machlekes of how to view the Rosh Hashanah Ibur. Is it an end point or a starting point? The Brice over here mentioned that Echad ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah v'letrumas hashkolim, pertaining to the funding of the new karbonis. You meant to finance the new karbonis in the Mishkan, using the new funds collected through the Truma Sashekel, through the Mach Sashekel. Manol, how do we know that he meant to use the fresh funds to finance the new Karbanis, starting from Echad Ben Nisan? Am Rabbi Yashir, Am Akra, Zois Oilaz Chodesh Bechodshoi, L'Chodshi Hashanah. Now Rashi explains, there were several references to Chodesh Bechodshoi, Bechodshoi, in this pasuk, which seems to be a riboy, superfluous the language. And we learn from here as follows. Amr Torah, Torah is telling you, Chadesh, renew, refresh. V'havei korban mitruma chadasha. The new korban is starting Echad ben Nisan onward, should be financed using the new funds, truma chadasha. V'gamri shana shana ben Nisan. Now, I understand that there's going to be a starting point regarding the new funding, but how do you know it's Nisan? We learn through Gzeirah Shava. We connect the word Shana in this pasuk that we just mentioned to another pasuk elsewhere. We compare the two, just as over there it's referring to Nisan, over here as well. The Chsiv Rishon Hulachem L'Chodshei Hashana. So Shana is a reference to a year beginning at Nisan. V'ligmer Shana Shana Mitishrei. Why can't we draw a parallel between our Shana to another Shana elsewhere, which is referring to a year starting from Tishrei? The Chsiv Reishis Hashana. This is when Hashem views the world and judges the world, starting from Reishis Hashana, which is Tishrei, as we're going to see later on in Daf Ches. So we see the Shana in reference to a year beginning with Tishrei. Answers the Gemara. We prefer the other source, which is referring to Nisan, because Donin, we compare Shana Shiyeshim V'Chadashim, our Pasuk of Zoyis Oilas Chodesh, B'Chodshe L'Chodshe Hashana, which is the word Shana next to Chadashim. We compare that to a Pasuk of Rishon Hulachem L'Chodshe Hashana, which has the phrase Shana next to Chadashim. Mishana Shiyeshim V'Chadashim, and just as over there, it's Nisan over here as well. Ve'ein done in Shana Sheishim Chadashim, rather than learning our pasuk which mentions Shana with Chadashim from the other pasuk Mereshis Hashana, which is Mishana Sheinim Chadashim, although we have the word Shana, but no Chadashim are mentioned, and therefore it's more similar to the other pasuk, which indeed is referring to Nisan. Amar Vidam Rashmuel Karbanis Tzibur Haboin Be'echad Menisan. You meant to know that the new karban is starting from Echad ben Nisan, mitzvah lavi ben achadash, there is a mitzvah to use the new funding to finance those karbanis. But that's only l'chatchila. But if you actually use the old money, last year's funds, to finance the next year's karbanis, he's yaitze el shechir ser mitzvah, although he missed out on a mitzvah opportunity. We have likewise in the Braisa, Karbanis Tzibur HaBoin Be'echad Ben Nisan. The new Karban is starting Echad Ben Nisan. Mitzvah Lavi Ben HaChadosh. It's a mitzvah to use the new funding to finance that Karbanis. V'imhevi Ben HaYashin Yotzah. If you use the old funds to finance new Karbanis, he's Yotzah El Shechitza Mitzvah. Although he missed out on a mitzvah opportunity. The Braisa continues. V'yachad, even an individual, She'nisnadi Mishalai, decided to donate his own personal carbon to the Mikdash, share, and he can use it for the Karbanis Tzibur, Bavach Yimson with Tzibur, provided that he actually handed it over wholeheartedly to the Tzibur. You can't hold on, you can't retain ownership, because it has to be a carbon Tzibur, a public carbon. If he gives it over properly, then the Tzibur can use it. Pshita, said Zimor, isn't that obvious? If he gives it over properly, why should he not use it? Mal tema, perhaps I would think there's a concern. Leichush, perhaps we'll be concerned. Shema, well, Yimserem leTzibur Yafi Yafa. Perhaps he's not really going to give it completely over to the Tzibur. Rashi says on top, Yafa Yafa Bleiv Shalom. Rashi Bavetzia says, you know what? He might want to hold on to it. My carbon being used in the Beis Hamikdash for the Talmid. So although he's going to give it, but it's not going to be a wholehearted gift. Kamashma, the chiddushes we're not concerned. Now Tosis asks, actually, the Gemara Bavetzia, we do have a machlekes. Whether or not we're concerned about Shema Yimserem Yafi Yafa, the story there is about these people who are watching over wild growing grain, which are going to be used in the Beis Hamikdash, and it's on Shemitah. And the Gemara has machlekes whether they can donate their time. They can do it on a voluntary basis. One Shita says, no, they have to get paid, otherwise it belongs to them, and perhaps they're not going to give it wholeheartedly. They're going to want to retain some sort of ownership in the Korban Tzibur. The other Shita says, no problem, they'll give it over completely. So we see it's a machlekes Tanaim. And over here, the Gemara seems to assume that it's so pashut that we're not concerned about this problem of giving it over wholeheartedly. So Tosfos says, in that case, we're more concerned. And the Tosfos of Rosh explains because over there, perhaps the Shomer won't realize that he has rights. After all, I'm just volunteering. It's not really my thing. So perhaps over there, he might not realize that he has to give it over wholeheartedly, as opposed to over here, where he's actually donating his own carbon. He takes his goat and gives it over to the Mikdash. It's pretty clear and simple that he has to give it over, otherwise it's his. And otherwise, the carbon is puzzle. So in our case, indeed, we're not concerned about retaining rights or ownership. Okay. So now, we go back to that Shaila. Why didn't our Tana, Naf Beis Amud Aleph, add this to his list of Rosh Hashanah ben Nissan, for the Trumas Halashka? Says the Gemara of Tana, the Dan Widen Hour, Tana Naf Beis mentioned this on his list, that he meant to use the new funds to finance the new Karbanis. Kivin the Ketani, maybe Yotza, like Psikale, since we had a Brisa, that Bidi Evad, if you use the last year's funds for this year's Karbanis, you're Yotze. So it's not a set absolute halacha. And the Mishnah only mentioned absolute, irreversible concepts, and therefore he did not add this to his list. And the Brisa added a fourth Rosh Hashanah. Yesh Ayrim, some added, Af L'Schirus Bat, which means that come Echad Ben Nisan, the year is up when it comes to rentals. So if one rented the home, and he didn't specify, he says, I'm renting it for this year. When is the year up? The year is up, Echad Ben Nisan. Tanu Rabban, we learned in the Brisa. Masker Bais L'Chaver L'Shana. Reuven rented a home to Shimon for a year. A year is a year, 12 months. Minus 12 chodesh miyam liyam. So he has 12 full months from the day of rental to the day where he vacates the property. That's because he said l'shana. V'im amr l'shana zu. However, instead of saying l'shana, he said l'shana zu this year, referring to a certain element, a certain entity called shana this year. When is the year up? As per rentals. Afilu lo yamad ela be'echad ba'adar. Even if you only enter the first day of Adar. Also, l'shana. As soon as Echad ben Nisan arrives, year is up. The Gemara soon will explain because Echad ben Nisan represents the end of winter, the end of the rain season. So when it comes to rental terminology, the year is up, Echad ben Nisan. Now, that's only provided he was there for a month. As the Bryce explained, he came in Echad ba'adar, 30 days later, his time's up. Apparently, if he arrived later than that, more recent than Echad ba'adar, Purim, which is only 2 months from Nisan, 2 weeks from Nisan, we don't say, your time is up, come Echad ben Nisan. That's too little. Afilu l'man da'amar yoyim Echad b'shana chashav shana. Even according to that shita, which we had back on our base, that holds that even experiencing one day within a year is considered having had that year, having registered with that year. Pertaining to the kings over there, that if the king only officiated one day, the last day of the year, we said that as soon as tomorrow Echad Ben Nisan comes along, it's already considered year two because he had already experienced one day last year, because Yom Echad B'Shana is already somewhat considered having had that year. That's only over there by kings when it comes to dating documents. But when it comes to living in apartments, nobody moves out after a day. Shani Yacha, here it's different. Loi Torach Inish. A person would not trouble himself. Lemegar Beisa, to rent a home for a period of less than 30 days, the whole moving and the whole, it's certainly not plausible that's what he had in mind. So if he moved in Echad Ba'adar or prior, then we say that the year is up, Echad Ba'Nisan. But if it's more recent than that, we don't apply this concept. Says the Gemara of Eima Tishrei, how do you know what Shana Zu means? You're assuming it ends Echad Ba'Nisan. You know what? People speak about Tishrei as being Rosh Hashanah. In fact, when it comes to counting years from Bria's Olam, Tavshin Aleph, Tavshin Beis, the switchover happens Tishrei. Maybe that's what he had in mind. L'shana zu until Tishrei. As is the Gemara, Stam ki agar inish besa. We assume that when one approaches to rent a home, L'kulu yimais haksham agar. When he rents a home, he has a winter in mind. He certainly doesn't want to be evicted Echad B'Tishrei and have to look for a place to live during winter time. So the assumption is, we have to pick and choose between one or the other, the assumption is the year ends after winter, after the rain season, which is Echad B'Tishrei. So this was the final item on this list in the Braisa, added by the Yesh Aymer. So in addition to Echad B'Nisan being Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim, as per the count of months, Uli Yiburin, as per the deadline when it comes to Ibar Hashanah, Uli Trumas Shkolm, as per financing the new karbanis from the new funds, we have Yesh Oimrim Aflik Skiris Batim, Echad Benisan being year over when it comes to rentals. Now, the Tanakama de Bryce, why didn't Tanakama of the Bryce agree with this? And number two, the Tana de Dan, our Tana, and the Beza Moral from Rosh Hashanah, why didn't they mention this as a Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, they didn't hold of it. Because B'Nisan Nami, sometimes even during Nisan, Mishkach, Shchiach, Kitri, you sometimes have a gathering of clouds, meaning it can rain, it's still considered somewhat rain season during Nisan. Therefore, what right do you have to consider Echad B'Nisan as the end point of his rental? Indeed, how to proceed? Do they mean to say that Echad B'Tishrei will now be the Rosh Hashanah L'Aschirus Batim? So instead of Nisan, it's going to be Tishrei? Or perhaps, as other Rishonim learn, according to these Shitas, these Tanoim, there is no Rosh Hashanah when it comes to Schiris Batim. You rent a home for a Shana Zoo, you get a full year. Okay, so let's go back to our Mishnah Daf Beis, which said, Be'echad Be'elu, Rosh Hashanah L'Maser Behema. Elul is Rosh Hashanah when it comes to Maser Behema, which means you can't mix last year's crop of animals with this year's bunch. The ones born before Echad Be'ela get their own Maser Behema. Likewise, the ones born after Be'ela considered separate and independent when it comes to Maser Behema. Mani, who is the author? Who is the one that holds that Echad Be'ela relates to Maser Behema? Rabbi Meir. Because we have Machlekes in the Mishnah in Bcheres, and evidently, this is Rabbi Meir, the Snan. Rabbi Meir Omer, Echad Be'ela, Rosh Hashanah L'Maser Behema. Indeed, Echad Be'ela is considered Rosh Hashanah when it comes to Maser Behema. Okay, now the Mishnah also mentioned that Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah V'Lur Golem. Right? I think Mark explained that what it meant is Echad B'Nisan begins the month of Nisan, which contains the Rosh Hashanah L'Lur Golem, which is Pesach. Pertaining to what? To Baal Ta'achar. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, if one has a nether, which he has to bring to the Migdash, a carbon, tzedakah, a whole long list of commitments. If he delays, if he fails to bring, to fulfill his commitment, past three regalim, starting from Pesach, has to be in order, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, he has committed Baal Ta'achar. So Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah regalim, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, you need three regalim in order, Sholosh regalim kisidron. So the regalim mani, who's speaking here? Rabbi Shimon here. It's not Rabbi Meir. You may recall that Rabbi Meir held that even one chodesh, and one regal, triggers the Baal Ta'achar. So on the one hand, we have the date Echad Be'ela pertaining to Maser Behema, which reflects Rabbi Meir's Shita, and not Rabbi Shimon. We're going to see soon that Rabbi Shimon holds that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Maser Behema. So when we speak about Echad Be'ela as pertaining to Maser Behema, that's Rabbi Meir speaking. We speak about Echad B'Nisan being Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, as pertaining to the middle of that month, Tesfach B'Nisan, Pesach being number one on the list of Regalim regarding Baal Ta'achar, who's speaking there? Mani Rab Shimoni. Okay, Ema Seifa, let's proceed further down the Mishnah. When it comes to Masa B'Ema, Rab Lezer, Rab Shimon, Oymer, Bechad B'Tishrei. They hold the Masa B'Ema relates to Tishrei, not to Elul. So going back and forth. Reisha V'Seifa, Rab Shimon. The Mishnah begins and resumes later on Rab Shimon's Shita. The regalim is Rab Shimon, not Rab Meir. Echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Masa B'Ema, who's speaking? Rab Shimon again. Umetziyasa, Rab Meir. And the middle element in that phrase is Rab Meir, that Echad B'Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Masa B'Ema. It's unlikely that the Mishnah would present Shitas back and forth. First Rab Shimon speaks, then Rab Meir, then Rab Shimon. So it seems to be a kasha. So either way, we're stuck. According to Rab Meir, we don't have the Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, because according to him, one Yom Tov creates Baal Ta'achar. According to Rab Shimon, well, Masa B'Ema doesn't relate to Elul. Amar Rav Yosef, you know who's speaking? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who composed, who edited the Mishnahs. He's the one speaking. V'Nasiv La'aliba the Tanoi. And he picked and chose elements from different Shitas. He could do that. But Regalim, Savalakar Rav Shimon, when it comes to Echad B'Nisan, being Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, as per Baal Ta'achar, he had like Rav Shimon. So he put it on the list. Ubamasa Behema, Savalakar Rav Meir. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah pertaining to Masa Behema, he had like Rav Meir, Echad Be'el. So it's not Rav Shimon or Rav Meir personally speaking, it's Rabbi speaking. He happened to pick an element of Rav Shimon Shita, Regalim, and an element of Rav Meir Shita, Masa Behema. Says the Gemara. Now, if it would have been Rav Shimon speaking, or Rav Meir speaking, so you understand that there are only four Rosh Hashanah, right? Because Rav Meir holds of his four, Rav Shimon holds of his four. But if it's Rav Yehuda Nasi speaking, if it's Rebbe who's speaking to us, Ihachich Arba, why does the Mishnah say Arba Rosh Hashanah? Chamisha Habu, we have five. Why? Echad ben Nisan, right, that's the Malachim, right? We have the fact that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, which is Pesach, on the 15th day of Nisan, that's another Rosh Hashanah. We have Echad Be'elul, Masa Behema, Echad Be'Tishrei for Shmit and for Yovelis, and we have the Shvat for the Ilanis. So it's not four, it's five. If it's Rav Shimon speaking or Rebbe speaking, you're right, you only have four. For example, according to Rav Shimon, you don't have Echad Be'elul, because he held that Masa Behema relates to Tishrei, not to Elul. If it's Rav Meir speaking, you don't have a Regalim, because you don't have the halach of Shalish Regalim considering starting from Pesach, according to Rav Meir. But if it's Rebbe speaking, and he holds of all these Rosh Hashanah, he holds like Rav Meir, Elul is Masa Behema. He holds like Rav Shimon, Regalim is for Baal Ta'achar. So that Regalim is the 15th day of Nisan. So you have a total of five Rosh Hashanah. Echad B'Nisan, Tezvav B'Nisan, Echad Be'el, Echad B'Tishrei, and Shvat. Yehachi Arba, Chamisha Avu, you have five. So why does the Mishnah say Arba Rosh Hashanah? Amar Rava, you know what the answer is? Arba Ol Divrei HaKol. You're right, according to Rebbe, there are five Rosh Hashanah. Why does the Mishnah say four? Four is a universally accepted number. So Rebbe himself holds a five. When he said Arba Rosh Hashanah, he meant, according to all Shitas, you have at least four. Why? Little Rav Meir, Arba, according to Rav Meir, you can have four, Dal Regalim, because we deduct the Tesvav Benisan, which is Regalim, he didn't hold of that. So you deduct that from the list. Leaves you with four. Little Rav Shimon, Arba, likewise, according to Rav Shimon, you have four, Dal Masa Behema, because you deduct the Echad Be'el, which is Masa Behema, which he doesn't hold of. So according to all opinions, you have at least four. I hold of five. But according to all Shitas, you have at least four, and that's why he said Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says, I'll explain to you differently. The reason why it says Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim, even though you really have five starting points, Arba Chodashim, what he meant is you have 4 months ubehen kama Rosh Hashanah, which contain many Rosh Hashanahs. So when the Mishnah said Haba Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah meant like this: Arba months, which contain several Rosh Hashanah, a total of five. Which are the 4 months? Nisan, which happens to contain two, Echad b'Nisan and Tezvav b'Nisan. That's a regalim. You have the Elul month, you have Tishrei month, you have Shvat. So the number four pertains to months. Although in total you have five Rosh Hashanah contained in those 4 months. But either way, whether it's Rava or Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Mishnah does seem to consider even a mid-month Rosh Hashanah as a Rosh Hashanah. Regalim is a mid-month Rosh Hashanah. It's Pesach, which is the middle of Nisan. Meisvei, now I'm going to have a kasha from a Bryce. Bryce says, Shisha Asa ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah la'imer. The 16th day of Nisan is considered the beginning of the year pertaining to Omer, because that's when you makrev the Omer from the new crop, a barley, which allows you to consume the new grain of the new year. So that's considered Rosh Hashanah. It's a starting point for this allowance, for allowing you to tap into the new grain of the new year. Likewise, Shisha B'Sivan, which is Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah L'Shteh Lechem, is considered the beginning of the year regarding Shteh Lechem, because that's when we bring the Shteh Lechem to the Mikdash, which triggers or kicks off the new year pertaining to the new crop being used for the new Karbanis in the Mikdash. So now we have another two Rosh Hashanah. Omer Shteh Lechem. Why aren't they on the list? Le Rava listen to Shisha. According to Rava, let's have a total of six. Instead of four, it goes up to six. Le Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who spoke about months being counted, okay, so then the Omer, which is already in Nisan, has already been counted. Nisan is already on the list. But the Shteh Lechem, which is in Sivan, should be added to the list. Listen to Chamisha, let's have five instead of four. 5 months. Nisan, Sivan, Elul, Tishri, and Shvat. Amar Papa, you know why we don't count Omer and Shteh Lechem? There's a big difference between them and the other Rosh Hashanah. Kikya Chashiv. You know what belongs on the list? Midi Dechayel Mu'urt. Rosh Hashanah, which starts off at night. What is a Rosh Hashanah? This day is the starting point of the next year pertaining to X, Y, Z. So if it starts from the beginning of the night, it's considered the Rosh Hashanah. Midi Dechayel Mu'urt like a Chashiv. But something which does not relate to the beginning of the night, such as the Omer, which is brought during the next day, Shtei Alechem, brought in the next day. That's an event which doesn't relate to the Yom itself. It's not the Yom as a full, total unit of a Yom, which is triggering which is considered the starting point of the new era. It's something which happens during the day, therefore it doesn't qualify as Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we ignore the Omer Shtei Alechem. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? What about Regalim? So for instance, Pesach, which is number one of the three regalim. So if a person passes through the three of them ta'ivim with an unfulfilled nether, he's committed ba'al ta'achar. Now regalim, says the Gemara, is lo'i chayli mi'urta. It doesn't begin, it doesn't initiate at the beginning of the night. V'kachashav, and still we have it on the list. Why? What does the Gemara mean? Let's say this fellow committed to a nether, committed to a carbon during the night. So it's the first night of Pesach, Leila Seder. Sometime middle of the night, he committed to bringing a nether. Okay? Now, he already missed part of that night. He missed the starting point of Urta of that night. It's already middle of the night. What do we say? Gemara assumes. We don't give him any discount. That Pesach is considered Yom Tov number one, regal number one, pertaining to Baal Ta'achar. So if he delays past that Pesach, past the next Shavuos, past the next Sukkot, he was over Baal Ta'achar. Although, he already missed that first night. The Gemara is assuming that Baal Ta'achar is totally on Zman HaKrova. Why is the Yom Tov considered something that triggers Baal Ta'achar? Because he can bring the Korban that Yom Tov. And since the Zman HaKorban is only by day, right? Only the following day. So although he missed part of the night, so what? He doesn't get any discount. We don't consider the starting point of the Yontif pertaining to Baal Ta'achar until the daytime arrives, which is Zman HaKrava. So although he missed part of the night, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. So what do you see? That a Yontif pertaining to Baal Ta'achar starts by day. We don't reckon with the night. We don't care about the night, having passed them already. The Zman of Regalim regarding Baal Ta'achar is by day, which is Zman HaKrava. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Regalim le'chaylim urta, the concept of a yontif pertaining to Baal Ta'achar, pertaining to triggering Baal Ta'achar, doesn't start at night, even if he missed the first night. He only made another sometime in the night. He missed the starting point of the night. He cut off a bit of that night-day unit. It's irrelevant. Bikachashiv. And we see Regalim on the list. That's a steer to your concept. That we only have things on the list which pertain to full units. Night and day as one unit. Says the Gemara, no, that's actually incorrect. He'll get a discount. We take out the next two words. We start from Li'isui. Li'isui mi'kara mechai v'koi. The truth is that it has nothing to do with Zman HaKrava. You're working with the assumption that the Zman HaKrava is what triggers the Baal Ta'achar. Look, it's incorrect. Because Li'isuye, this fellow, to bring a carb, Ni'kara, Mechayiv Ikoyi. He was obligated before Yom Tov. He's not chayiv to bring a nether because it's Yom Tov. He made a nether a week before Yom Tov. He could have brought it then. This Zman HaKrava is not Yom Tov. He could have brought it before Yom Tov. Rather, when the Torah speaks about Regalim triggering Baal Ta'achar, it's just a Zman. Happens to be, this is a Zman. You meant to be the Migdash, you can bring your carbon. It's a Zman which triggers Baal Ta'achar. So if you pass through three of them, Baal Ta'achar applies. And when does the Zman begin? Zman begins at night. Right? So you're right. If this fellow committed, was neider, the nether, throughout the night, so he missed the starting point of the night, he's Potter. This regal no longer counts as regal number one. Because actually, regalim have to begin from the night. Mi'ur techayil. The Rosh Hashanah regalim is starting dafka if it starts at night. The zman. This zman is what triggers Baal Ta'achar. The zman has to start night and day. From the first point of the night, the zman begins. If he missed that, if he only made the nether into the night, that regal no longer is applied to his Baal Ta'achar. So we're figured in the Havamina that the reason why a regal makes Baal Ta'achar is because you can bring the carbon today, and that only applies once it's daytime, Zman HaKrava. So although he missed the night, he made the nether sometime throughout the night, it's irrelevant. It's not considered to have missed part of that Zman. The one says no. Baal Ta'achar is because he missed the Zman of the regal, not the Zman HaKrava. Zman HaKrava was yesterday, 2 weeks ago. He wasn't mechayiv in the carbon because it's Yom Tov. He was mechayiv in the carbon because he committed to bring the carbon. Happens to be there's halacha. If he missed three zmanim, three regalim, as per zmanim of regal, he's ever about to achar. In which case, the zman begins at the first point of night. If he only made another into the night, so he missed that first point, and we don't count this regal as his zman pertaining to his baal to achar. So the bottom line is, on our list of Rosh Hashanah, we only have things which occur, which initiate me'urta, the first point of night. Yovelis, what do you mean? Yovel, the Gemara assumes, is only activated on Yom Kippur. The Lechayli Mi'urta, it doesn't start at night. Pasuk says you should blow the shofar Yom Kippur. It's only by day. V'kechashiv, and the Mishnah has it on the list. Answers the Gemara, no. Rabbi Shmuel, Benoi, Shabrecham Broiki, we're following this sheet of the Amar. M'roi Shoshanechayl, Yovel starts from Rosh Hashanah. And actually the night before Rosh Hashanah, starting from the night of Rosh Hashanah, Yovel gets applied. Okay, so we had a teres to Akasha. Why didn't we mention Oymer Shtel Lechem? Rav Papa tells us because it's something which happens by day. And the list in our Mishnah only contains items which start Mi'urta at the first point of night. Rav Shishi Beid Rav Idu Amar, he says a different teres. We only list things which are related to the day itself. Midi de loytoli b'masa, things which are not dependent on actions. Echad b'nissan, echad b'tishrei, the day itself, the Rosh Hashanah is the day. Midi de toli b'masa like a chasha, but oyim and shtelechem, which are things that are dependent on activities, on events, on doing, and that's not Rosh Hashanah. We have an hour list. Rosh Hashanah means the day, which leads into the upcoming era. But Oymer Shtei Lechem, they're masim, they're mitzvahs they have to do. It's not really day related. It's masi related and doesn't belong on our list. Vayregolim, what about regolim? Midat Tali Masav Kachashiv. The Gemara assumes that the Baal Ta'achar, which results from the regal passing you by, only happens once daytime arrives and you can bring your carbon, which is only after Tamid Shel Shachar. So it's something which happens through a masa. Says Gemara, no, you're wrong. Bal ta'achar melechayel. Similar to the Gemara's terrace before, as soon as Yom Tov arrives, as soon as you have Tesek Echav, Bal ta'achar gets activated. It has nothing to do with Tamid Shel Shachar. It's the Zman of Yom Tov. As soon as Kedushas Yom arrives, you have your Bal ta'achar. Very Yovelis. What do you mean Yovel is Tali, the Tekiya Shefer, the Bezna, it's a masa? Once again, says the Gemara, Rishmo, Bnoi, Shobrecham, Broikehi, who holds that the Kedushas Rosh Hashanah triggers Yovel, not the Tekiya Shefer of Bezna. Okay, so according to this Teretz, the reason why we omit Oymer Shtei Lechem is because there's something which are Tali b'masa and not relating to the day itself. The Gemara of Ashi Omar, he's going to go back to the original Kasha. We had a Kasha, why is it Arba Rosh Hashanah? We really have five. Echad b'nissan for Malachim, Tesvav b'nissan for Regalim, Echad b'el for Masa Behem, Echad b'tishri for Shemitin and Yoyles, and then we have Shvat. It's five. Rav Ashi Omar, the answer is Arba Rosh Hashanahim. We have four Rosh Hashanahs, Shein ba'arba Rosh Hashanahim, which relate to four Rosh Hashanahim. That's unique about them. The Rosh Hashanah, which happened to apply to beginning of months as well. So we have both elements combined, then we listed in our Mishnah. As opposed to Regalim, which is a mid-month Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it doesn't belong on the list. Likewise, the Oymer Shtei Lechem are mid-month events and don't belong on the list. Says the Gemara, Be'echad v'Shvat ki be'Shamay? What's your fourth? What's your number four? Shvat. Echad v'Shvat, you following be'Shamay? So the Stam Mishnah is following be'Shamay? It's a Kasha. Because according to Basil, it's really Tu B'Shvat. And not in the beginning of the month. Hachikah Amar, the Mishnah meant like this. Shloishel Divrei HaKol. Three Rosh Hashanah according to all Shittas. Right? Echad B'Nissan. Echad B'Elul. Echad B'Tishrei. Echad B'Shvat. Regarding the fourth one, it's actually Machlokes. Machlokes B'Shamay B'Basil. According to B'Shamay, it's really not. And Echad according to Basil, it's really not Echad B'Shvat. According to B'Shamay it is. So three, according to all Shittas. The fourth one is dependent upon Machlokes B'Shamay B'Silah. Okay, so what do we have? Mishnah speaks about Arba Rosh Hashanah. And really, we have potentially five Rosh Hashanah. Echad B'Nissan. Tesvav B'Nissan, that's Regalim. Echad B'Elah for Masa Behem. Echad B'Tishrei for Shemitah and Yovelis. And we have the Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. So Gemara 3 to Rutzim. There's apparent a dilemma. How do we only have four if we really have five? Rava's teretz was, it's Rebbe speaking. He himself really held a five. What he meant is that according to all shittas, you have four. According to Rav Shimon, you have four. We deduct one, Echad Be'el, because he holds Maaser Be'em as Echad B'Tishrei. And according to Rav Meir, we deduct Tesvav B'Nissan, because he doesn't hold them. There's Shana Regalim. So he himself held a five. According to Rav Shimon, it's four. According to Rav Meir, it's four. Rachman Yitzchak's teretz was speaking about months, which contain Rosh Hashanah. So Nisan really has two Rosh Hashanah, but it's only counted as one. So it's Nisan, Elul, Tishrei, and Shvat. According to Rav Ashi, the four Rosh Hashanah are the ones that relate to heads of months. Echad B'Nisan is one, Echad Be'el, Echad B'Tishrei, and Echad B'Shvat, according to Beis Shammai. Now why don't we mention Oymer Shtei Lechem? We have several Pshatim. Either because it doesn't begin at night, it's something which is totally B'Mas, and according to Rav Ashi, very simple. It's not something that happens on a Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so what did we learn today? We had a brayta which added four more things that relate to Echad B'Nissan. Nissan is the first of the months. Echad B'Nissan is the deadline when it comes to Ibur HaShana. Starting Echad B'Nissan, you use the new funding to finance the new karbanis. And Yesh Oimrim for Schirus Batim. So Echad Benisim is considered time up when it comes to apartment rentals. We discussed the wording of the Mishnah Abar Shoshanim. We had several interpretations of how to understand the phrase in the Mishnah. Kol Tov to you and much, much Hatzlacha.